Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Energy Information Administration this morning reported weekly crude oil stocks grew by 500,000 barrels in this past week to 311.9 million. Gasoline stocks were down 1.5 million to 195 even. U.S. gold futures surged to a one-week high today, trading above $770 an ounce as a sharply weakened dollar triggered chart-based support ahead of a key interest rate decision by the Federal Reserve. The Fed is widely expected later today to cut its benchmark interest rate by 0.5 percentage point to combat a still darkening economy outlook. Such a move would harken back to 2003, the last time the Fed pushed rates that low, when the Fed worried that a weak economy could lead to deflation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average currently trading at 9,048. It's down 16 points. The NASDAQ 1634, now 1635, down 13. And the S&P 500 at 934 is down just over 6 points.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5.66, up 12.75 on the open. The Board of Trade December wheat opened at 5.27, up 13 on the open. July, 5.75 and a half, up 15. December corn opened at 4.04 and a half, up 13 and 3 quarters on the open. March, 4.22 and a half, up 14 and a quarter. May, 4.36, up 16. July, 444, up 13 and a quarter. December of 2009, 467, up 16 on the open. November beans open at 913, up 25 and a quarter on the open. January, 923, up 35. March, 935, up 35 and a quarter. May, 950, up 40 and a quarter. July, 955, up 36 and a half. November 2009, 950, up 35 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 276.50, up 9.70 on the open. January, 278.50, up 9.80. December soybean oil opened at 33.40, up 1.52 on the open. January, 34.15, up 1.78. At the CME Livestock Group, we see that October live cattle open at 90.50, up 75 on the open. October feeders, 95.40, up 45. December lean hogs, 58.15, up 10. And February pork bellies, 87.80, up 100 on the open.
WILL programs are made possible by the iCorn.com Seeds of Knowledge Video Scholarship Contest. Farmers nominate students who make a 90-second video and compete for a share of $30,000 in college scholarships from iCorn.com. More information is available online at iCorn.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Yesterday's increase in prices off the opening bell was deemed by most a knee-jerk reaction to yesterday's USDA reports and the overnight and in anticipation of those reports. But we can't give that a monkey or to today's increase in the prices, and they are off and running today. What's going on?
Okay, it is extremely important to go back to yesterday on the surprise acreage cut, both in corn and soybeans, by the special crop production report. People basically, they counted too many acres, and people brought it to their attention, and they did have this big adjustment in the acreage. Then the markets, traded higher the previous night, and then during the day on the opening, they traded higher. And our sources indicated that the commodity index funds did a big liquidation number. And it happens, in the index and the commodity funds, and also we even did a little day trading and sold the rally and bought the dip, so to speak. The other reason is there is tremendous amount of money that's flowing out of the index funds. BP Capital, for example, the famous commodity fund by T-Bone Pickens, had monumental losses and also monumental withdrawals as far as money being sent home to their customers. I think that that with the 2 o'clock time frame, the stock market was up 100 points. The day traders got smashed in the stock and index, the Dow futures and S&P and things like that. Yesterday afternoon, we saw the 900 point rally. The market surged, and we saw crude oil rally, the world stock markets rally, and then the corn, soybeans, and wheat markets rallied as well. But obviously, the culprit in yesterday's sell-off was the commodity funds. The farmers still are very slow sellers of corn and soybeans and wheat. Historically, whenever there's a lot of oscillation, it occurs either at the top and the bottom, and we are seeing a lot of that in the commodity world and also over in the stock market.
Are you bullish enough this corn market then to suggest by the time the dust settles on Friday we'll have a higher weekly close, which would be 427 and three quarters?
Well, that's in the realm of possibility, and I think also we're going to see another interest rate cut today, which is extremely friendly. We are seeing energy prices higher. That's also friendly indirectly. The corn moisture levels are still very high, 17.5 locally, 19 to 20 in McLean County, higher than that in the west. Also, we did pick up over the weekend that there was some very strong winds in the western and northern parts of the corn belt, and that also did some damage to the corn crop. The guest estimates, of course, the thing that we're worried about is ethanol demand. The ethanol people, contrary to Commodity Week's comments, have been struggling in here, financially and the energy markets and things like that. So hopefully we'll see a new burst of energy come in with new policies possibly out of Washington after the election. We hopefully will see the energizing of the ethanol industry with some direct loans from the Department of Agriculture, things of that nature, and hopefully we'll get the blenders to be a little more competitive in the marketplace for the ethanol people. So that is a big demand factor, and hopefully we'll continue to see exports continue to pick up in the corn. The other thing that was mentioned on Commodity Week that I wanted to make sure, anytime a vessel's loaded, those checks are paid, drafts are made immediately upon the loading of those vessels. Those letter credits, and most of that grain's traded with an international grain company on the other end. So that letter of credits and big things are more longer term and, things of that nature. But anything that's exports paid for as soon as that boat is loaded.
We're already beginning to focus on ideas for the November crop production report. What do you think?
My general impression is the wind and it has hurt the corn yield, and I think the corn crop is probably an unchanged one. And I think it wouldn't surprise me to see a 1 to 2 bushel drop on the soybean crop, mainly because of poor yields west of the Mississippi. And I think that that's going to be the big clue. And that's very supportive, I think, to the soybean complex.
Yeah, we'd like to see November beans with a close over 925 to confirm that a low is in. Of course, we're already beginning to focus in on that January contract.
And the other factor here in the soybean deal, it's the international soybean growers in Argentina and Brazil have been hit hard with their internal problems with their government and also their financial ability to pay for inputs. We get that feeling, and of course the marketplace was anticipating bigger acreage out of South America or bigger production, so to speak, and that's going to be hard to come by. And then also with a potential smaller crop here, that also adds fuel to the flame. And I think the marketplace is extremely short, both corn and soybeans and wheat. So, stay tuned, because I think there's going to be a lot of excitement during this growing season,
finishing this harvesting season. Thank you very much there, Paul.
Have a nice one.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Current tick in Kansas City, December wheat at 563, up 9 3/4. At the Board of Trade, December wheat at 528, up 14. December corn, 405.5, up 11 3/4. July, 444, up 13 1/4. November beans, 916, up 37 1/4. January, 927, up 39. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and on the web at willag.org.